Hi. I'm so sorry. I didn't think anyone was in here. I can go if I'm interrupting or something. I'm sorry. I really should have knocked. I didn't mean to just barge in. Are you sure you don't mind the company? Okay. Yeah, I was just looking for a quieter, maybe a calmer space. Yeah, I've got a headache setting in, so I thought maybe some quiet would be nice. Yeah, it's a little loud out there. I would go home, but I came here with my roommate, and she is not ready to leave yet. So I thought I'd let her have her fun and just hide in here for a while. Yeah, from the looks of it, you must have had around the same idea. Yeah, that's okay. Let's just hide together then. As long as you don't mind, of course. That sounds good then. I'm Dee. It's nice to meet you. What's your name? Oh, that's a nice name. Yeah. Oh, my roommate? Yeah, she really loves going out. She lives for this kind of stuff. And me? Not so much. It's one of the rare times she's managed to convince me to follow along. Only for her to completely ignore me once we got here. But that's alright. What about you? What's your story? Well, I don't mean to assume, but this doesn't exactly look like your scene, you know? Yeah, at least from the way I found you hiding in this room. In the dark, no less. No, there's not even any lights on. That's why I thought no one was here, but yeah. Hey, are you feeling okay though? You're looking a little pale, that's all. Did you have a lot to drink? Me? No. I'm the designated driver for my roommate, hence not drinking and, well, not leaving without her. Well, if you're not feeling too good, then maybe I can try and help distract you for a little bit. Have you drank any water? I have some, right here. As long as you don't mind that it's my water bottle. Here you go. You don't need to drink that much, but maybe just little sips. It might help you feel a little better. Maybe sober you up. No, I'm not saying you're drunk or anything. Just maybe water will help you feel a little better. Good job. Yeah. There. Let's hear if you ever need more, okay? I know this might be a little weird coming from someone that you barely know or you just met, but you can just lay your head on my lap if you'd like. Weird, but well, whenever I felt sick as a kid, my mom would play with my hair and it always made me feel better. I know it's out of the blue coming from me right now, but you don't look too good, and I wanted to help however I can. Yeah. No, of course, it's no problem. Yeah, just come here. Yeah, it's okay. I didn't mean to be, like, inappropriate by asking that. I just... Yeah. I don't think I'm very good at knowing what to do in situations like that. Your hair. Are you sure? I don't want to be just a weird girl, like putting my hands in your hair. Okay. Try and remember to breathe, okay? I know that sounds like a stupid reminder, but you're allowed to relax and slow down, okay? Even if you need to nap or anything, that's okay. If you don't have a drive, I can drive you home if you'd like. Yeah, no, it's not a bother. No, it's okay. Even if it's a little detour. I mean, where do you live? Oh, yeah. No, that works out. It's on the way to my apartment anyways. Yeah, it's no worries. The only issue is, I don't know when that'll be. Yeah. I'm just waiting for my roommate to text to let me know when she wants to go home. But it's no bother at all, okay? I've got you. No, I don't want you to be stranded when you're not feeling well. Not. If you're tired, you can just close your eyes if you'd like. I'm really just planning on sitting here until she lets me know that she wants to leave. Yeah. So, just close your eyes and relax. I'll wake you up when it's time to go, okay? Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Your hair is actually really soft, too. And I was getting cold, so if anything, I'm grateful to have your head on my lap to keep me warm. Thank you. Shh, it's okay. I know you're tired. You don't need to apologize. It's no worries. I just couldn't live with myself if I just let you suffer here by yourself.